Russia is boosting security at its embassies around the world following yesterday's assassination of Russia's Turkish ambassador in Ankara. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin says the assassination, quote, benefits those who want to drive a wedge between Russia and Turkey and derail peace talks for Syria. The ambassador, Andrei Karlov, was giving a speech at an art gallery when he was shot dead by an off-duty Turkish police officer. Afshin Yurdakul is a Turkish journalist and anchor at Habertürk News Network. She joins us via Skype from Istanbul. And Afshin, tell us more about what we know about the gunman.
The gunman is identified as Mevlüt Mert Altıntaş. He's a 22-year-old member of Ankara's riot police squad. He was allowed to carry a weapon into the event because he was carrying his police ID card, and there wasn't anything suspicious when he entered the venue. What we know is that he is known to have shouted slogans in Turkish and in Arabic saying, don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria. And today, Turkish and Russian investigators have begun working together, and they are conducting a joint investigation of the assassination of the attack that took place in Ankara yesterday.
So, of course, this is all, as you said, still very new, and there's much we don't know. But do we have any indications yet that he may have ties or have had ties to extremist groups or even groups that oppose the Turkish government?
Look, the interesting thing there is the slogans he shouted, don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria, in Turkish and in Arabic. Like I said, we will know a lot more once Turkish and Russian investigators start working on this case. Keep in mind, there were protests outside Russian consulates in Ankara and in Istanbul about Aleppo and what was taking place in Aleppo. However, there is absolutely no evidence at the moment whether he acted alone and what the motives might be behind the attack, whether he is on his own, acting on his own, or was part of an organized terror attack. So we don't know. But so far, what he said before he shot the ambassador seems like an important hint, which the investigators will be focusing on.
Tell me, what has the reaction to yesterday's terrible events? What has the reaction been in Turkey? What are the Turkish people saying?
It's a big shock. It's a big shock, I have to say. And Turkey recently had a lot of terrible experiences with a string of attacks taking place in major cities, including the capital, including Istanbul, and most recently the central Anatolian town of Kayseri. So Turkey has been dealing with a string of terrorist attacks recently, and this comes after such a somber mood in the country. Obviously, ties with Russia, you know, Turkey had its ups and downs ever since the downing of the Russian jet late last year. However, things seem like it's back on track, and both Turkey and Russia are trying to fix the ties, and we see more cooperation in Syria. We see more cooperation regarding trade ties and energy ties and tourism, which are all important avenues of cooperation between the two countries. So it was absolutely a shock and was unexpected. Now, that's the public reaction. And from Turkish officials, too, from the government, we see the same thing. Both the foreign minister and the president and the prime minister all framing this as an act of provocation to derail the peace process in Syria or joint Turkish and Russian efforts to bring peace to Syria and other areas of cooperation between the two countries as well. So that's how they're interpreting and framing last night's events. And obviously, once we know more about what may have motivated the gunman, we'll see how the government in Ankara will be reacting as well.
So let me ask you about that, because so much has happened both in Turkey and to Turkey in the past year, because there was that attempted coup as well over the summer. How might yesterday's assassination of the Russian ambassador, could it potentially have any impact on the presidency of President Erdogan?
I doubt that. I mean, so far, the reaction in Ankara is that it's a very careful and meticulous effort to manage the situation. And immediately, officials began investigating the case and cooperating and communicating with Russia, with the officials in Kremlin. And we see the same reaction from Russia as well. Russia also is portraying this as an act of provocation. And it seems like both Turkey and Russia are trying to align their narratives and approaches regarding what took place and what its impact might be.
Afshin Yurdakul is a Turkish journalist and anchor at Habertürk News Network, speaking to us today from Istanbul. Afshin, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Megan.